Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Representative Koistra.
On 1189, I believe that we were going to take a few minutes on that.
And that's what I'm kind of referring to here. Anybody who wants to take a little, give a little testimony on 1189, please come up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Clarence Koistra, representative of District 9 from Garrettson. On 1189, and we did not hear a testimony from the Small School Coalition, which makes up about 128 of your school districts across the state. And what we see is that we've had a problem when we talk about ADM averaging. We've heard testimony on this, but when we talk about in the past what has happened, we knew there would probably be declining enrollment, and it would fluctuate up and down. And what was told to the schools at that time, put away a rainy day fund. Put some money in there so when you have that decline in enrollment, you can address that. But then the money was put into reserves, and we know how the treatment of reserves today. So I think that has to be addressed. And in fairness to everything we have in our total formula for state aid education, whether it be Representative Eukaryas, your open enrollment that we had, we all supported. Some fine-tuning had to be done to it, and now I think we have a good program. Special ed was it for a number of years, and we did some fine-tuning on that. Also, the mill levy, et cetera, and the Cutler-Gabriel minimum. We've addressed all those things. So what we have here today, how much are we going to do with consolidation this year? I question that. I really do. Are we going to get a 5% increase on state aid education? I question that. What we can do are some other things, and we have that opportunity. It's by taking textbooks out of capital outlay, etc. And the other thing is what we're here, and this bill addresses that average daily membership, to try to average that 3 years. It's a fairness issue. And having said that, Mr. Chairman, I have a couple of superintendents that are in the trenches who would like to make a brief comment.
Okay, briefly. 1189.
I'm Larry Jonke. I'm the superintendent of schools at Irene, and I'm also chairman of the Small School Coalition. And I'm not going to sit up here and reiterate everything Representative Koistra said, because what he has said is true. I just want to emphasize the small school has been pushing this bill since the advent of the new formula. And I think if we would have done this earlier, we would have prevented some of the crisis that a lot of the schools are up here talking about now. There's been a lot of declining enrollment, and you want to keep your programs going that you have. You want to maintain a good basic education. And a lot of districts, and the small districts, myself, we made some cuts right away because we felt that we were going to have some problems with this new formula, and we put it into the reserves, as Representative Koistra said, and so we do have a fairly nice reserve right now, which we get beat up on once in a while. But we are able to maintain what we have, but we're not going to be able to do that much longer. And I think an ADM averaging bill, if it would have been put in earlier, probably would have kept the reserve issue to a lesser degree, because we'd have been willing to spend some of that money knowing that we were going to have a level playing field in the future. And I think a lot of the districts now that are having trouble making cuts are because all of a sudden they're out of money. And if this would have had an ADM averaging bill sooner, they'd have been a level playing field on the amount of money that they can realize they can get year after year. You can plan better, and you can plan your cuts better. You don't have to be so drastic when they come. Or you can prevent cuts by having that money spread out over a long term. We really do think this is a good idea. We thought it was a good idea in 1996, 1997, 1998. We still think it's a good idea. It helps districts that are declining, and it really helps districts that decline 1 year and go back up the next year, because you don't have to cut 1 year, then you've got excess money the next year. Please look at this bill. It's something that's been around for a while. We'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I would close to any further testimony. I think we've had about an hour and a half testimony on these bills, and the committee's open to motions. Representative Koistra.
Move to do pass House Bill 1189.
Is there a second? Comments on the motion? Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have to keep one of these bills alive. If we're going to deal with the three-year average, et cetera, we just can't hide it in a closet somewhere, so therefore I'd ask that we pass this.
Further remarks, Representative Monroe.
I don't want to open a can of worms here, but I guess I just feel this way. The two biggest decliners are in my district anyway, so actually this bill would really help me. But, you know, we're going to have to decide someday here. If schools are going to decline and decline, I don't know what schools are in trouble right now. I've seen the handout that Representative Lentz had. Some schools are down to minus something or other, and some schools are at 2% and 4%. Some schools have 150%. I mean, some schools have got it made, and some schools really are struggling. And someday, this legislature is going to have to decide, are we going to keep these schools or just let them go? If we're going to keep them, then we need to fund them. And this is a way to do it, although I do understand how it would hurt the larger, the growing schools. And I think this is a good idea for the schools with declining enrollment. If we either have to say, okay, we don't care about that school, or we do care about that school and we're going to take care of that school. And so I guess that's all I had to say, but
thank you. Like, further remarks on 1189. Hearing none, the due pass motion on 1189. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. Clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Motion carries on the exact same bill we just tabled. We'll go to the floor, do pass.